4BWA, W4NGU.
If I was any better, I'd be twins. Lovely afternoon for it, isn't it? It's great to be out here driving. At least I'm not at work anymore.
Thing when you get time away from that. But, no, I'm headed over to a meeting at the church and then hopefully on to supper. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, going down a hole here. I don't know if I'll hit for Peter. Well, my wife and I have been searching for a church, but we live down between Belton and Honeypath. That's a little ways to get back to Traveler's Rest, I think.
But there's plenty of places around that you guys could worship. I think there's some great places around here.
Without doubt, we've been going to, I grew up Methodist. She grew up Church of God. Some two extreme opposite ends of Christian faith. But we've been kind of meeting in the middle with Baptist churches. She wants some place that they're hooting and hollering and shouting in the aisles and, you know, running up and down the barefoot and this kind of thing. I don't think we're going to find that in a Baptist church.
Is it I bet to?
It's 10 o'clock.
Here in Traveler's Rest, so, I'm headed into town there to go to a meeting, and not much other than that is going on.
I'm headed over to a buddy's house in North Anderson. He found an abandoned welder, a MIG welder, and the wire won't feed on it, so he asked me to come take a look at it and see if I can figure out what's going on.
You're KE4. Where's that call sign originate?
We took my test in Gastonia, but that was in 1991. Yeah, Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Echo Yankee.
Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Echo Yankee. I'm pretty new ham. I took my technical and general together back in January. And kind of been jumping in with both feet ever since then.
Very, very good. Yeah, back when I tested, there were six classes of license, and the code-free technician was brand spanking new. So I took novice and the written portion of the tech license, and got my technician license then. And, I was a technician for more than 20 years. Finally went back and got general. KD4HEY.
Hello. Yeah, I had a buddy of mine here who just tested for his technical in general in March. Doggone if he didn't go take his extra class license and pass it last week.
Yeah, in 30 years of having my license, I have yet to get on HF. I've got a radio, and just haven't done it. Right now, I don't even have time to put an antenna up.
Something by not doing that. Just get you an infed halfway, string it over the top of a tree, and hook it up, and away you go. At least you can start listening to stuff.
I've done some monitoring, but never done any transmitting. Not even on 10 meters. I've got a ICOM 746 that I bought from a guy who was going into not a nursing home, but it definitely was an elderly residential area thing, and he couldn't take his radios with him, so he sold them off at club meetings, and he's silent key now. I then bought a mobile vertical antenna, I should say portable. You break it down, it's 30 feet tall or something. Bought that at Shelby quite a few years back and have yet to even put it together. Yeah, I'm crazy like that.
You're sure missing something. If you get your HF rig up, get your antenna going, and join us on the South Carolina HF net every night at 7 o'clock on 3915 Lore.
I'll about that net and that frequency for years.
Guys are on this repeater that are also on the HF net, and it's sure good to get to know a lot of the folks in the rest of the state there.
Well, I'm actually kind of getting back into it, I guess is the right way to phrase it. I actually was president of the Anderson Club twice. At one point, I belonged to Blue Ridge. At one point, I belonged to Greenwood. Repeater controller that's on the 7-9 machine that belongs to Anderson up on Sassafras Mountain, I donated to the club. So quite a history there. But I had a job where I traveled every week and just kind of fell out of it. For a while, I tried to carry an HT with me, and it wasn't worth the effort. Just the HT, you couldn't hardly hit any repeaters. So I just even stopped doing that. It was more trouble to carry it than it was worth, because I'd never use it. But now I'm working just south of Greenville, and got my old Kenwood in the truck here. So trying my hand at it again.
Yeah, I've got a Yaesu 2980 that I put in my truck here, and I've got the same as a base station. But I've got ICOM 7300 says for HF, and boy, I sure do like that radio.
Yeah, I've got one Yaesu, and that's I can't remember the model number of it now, but it's got it's a HT plug-in GPS unit, and it's got APRS built in, and I want to say it's either tri-band or quad-band. I know it's got 2 meters, 440, and 6 meters. And I can't remember if it's got 220 with a low transmit or not. Actually, running APRS on it, I've got it hanging on my back seat. And I just leave the volume turned down. I got it plugged in the cigarette lighter, let it run APRS.
There's as many directions to go in ham radio as there are directions for a compass, I think. There's just... It's so broad, and you can get so deep into one specific area. It's just an amazing hobby.
Yeah. At one point, I had a 440 repeater down in Level Land, which you've probably never heard of, but that's about halfway between Anderson and Abbeville, where I originally grew up. I've also played a little bit with SlowScan TV. And I understand that is real big on HF.
I've heard about it, but I just never participated in it. But I think, I forget which night it is, KI4DOS can tell you, but I think he knows about the guys that do slow scan TV, Gary there. But that's between the HF and I'm trying to learn CW. I'll tell you what, it's sure... that'll keep your brain occupied for years, I think.
One of the reasons that I never got on HF is because, you know, I haven't done everything that there is to do just on the VHF, UHF band.
There's an awful lot to do there, but there can be some great people along the way, and even learning CW here, I made some friends all across the, even in international countries, you know, just... all have a common interest in learning the language of CW. It's just really something.
Well, Jim, I'm going to turn you loose here. I'm out on 85, and with the rain and the mist and the flashing lights of this oversized load next to me, it's a little bit unnerving. And throw your car. I think it was KO4LEO, which was my next question. Are you actually a law enforcement officer? Yeah, I'm gonna back out and let you go. KD4HEY, be clear on your file.
EY, this is KO4LAO, and 73 to you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
For LAO, KN4VWA.
Hey, KO4LAO. Good afternoon, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, I'm soggy.
That way here too. I'm in downtown Greenville, and it's starting to, the visibility's starting to drop quite a bit.
On my way back up from Anderson, and I'm hoping I'm not going to run into too much junk on 85 to get back to about 101 where I jump off to go to Inman again. Yeah, having fun out here on the interstate. I thought I'd let you know, this past Saturday, one of our club members, Lenny, and I put out 200 pounds of rye and another 250 pounds of fescue seed. And in the next week or two, we're going to go ahead and fertilize there on the airfield.
This rain didn't get too heavy, it'd be perfect weather for it.
It's been kind of a slow, steady drizzle, so I don't think it'll wash it away.
But it's nice to have a good place like that to go, and keeping it up has been a good thing for our clubs. I know that for sure.
Some deer out there, and I've got a spreader, a PTO spreader, so we made pretty quick work of it.
Fine lately?
Monday or Sunday afternoon, we were both out there, and we're working on some autonomous flight stuff. You knew that, though, didn't you?
Yeah, tell, was it Gunther? What was the gentleman's name? Earhart. He was, you were explaining that.
Yeah, we were out there, I believe it was this past Sunday, and now that's mainly Dave doing that stuff. He's the brains. He's the guy with the smarts on all the programming.
Much about that stuff, but the automation is pretty cool stuff. You know, even the stuff that we do using the different apps, Drone Deploy, Pix4D, I'm mostly a Drone Deploy guy, though. The modeling capabilities of these small drones is just amazing.
It's just fun when it works. Yeah, he's put the autonomous flight over onto a fixed wing now.
I heard you describe that to Gearhart. I got to see what that looks like sometime. And is that the foamy wing thing that you were talking about?
Put this on an older ugly stick.
Stick is, but I need to look that up.
You come on out.
I just recently bought a one of those foamy, it was kind of a power glider to fly. I need to get out and do that. I've got some rudder trim issues with it. It keeps wanting to turn right on me. It doesn't have any elevator controls. It's just got rudder and a fixed angle of incidence on the wing, so, you know, it'll keep good positive angle of attack, but keeps wanting to turn right, so I got to get that straightened out so it keep from crashing too much.
I can sure enough help you with that, too. So, he and I were talking. It's supposed to rain today and tomorrow, and we were kind of thinking about possibly Saturday out there, or Sunday afternoon. Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon.
NASCAR's full this weekend. The boss has already dictated what we're going to be doing. So, but maybe next week, because it's supposed to be real good weather next week.
True. This is true. Now, are you retired now?
Still work for an aerial drone company. For my other two previous careers, I am retired from those.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just trying to figure out a way out. Are you on QRZ?
And all my email and stuff is right there, so KO4LAO, and you got what you need.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll shoot you an email with my phone number, and that way we can kind of link up next week sometime, and we'll see if we can't get you out there and let all three of us go out and have some fun.
Burn a battery off or two, and We can sure do that. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you go. I've got to, I'm here at a meeting for a church, so I'm going to say 73 and I'll be clear on your last, but KO4LAO, be clear. 73, see you.
Hope you can see you soon, and just be careful and try to stay dry. KO4VWA, mobiling north on 85. Clear?
What are you doing, Steve? Not riding around?
Phil, how are you, bud? I recognize that voice. I am headed back home from down at Highway 176 in Anderson. I went down to take a look at a 1976 Kubota L22 tractor for a friend. Let him know what kind of shape it was in. And I'm headed back to the house now, man. It's just nasty out here.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Hey, how does it sound? I'm experimenting with EchoLink. I just put EchoLink on my iPhone.
I can tell that you were on EchoLink. Your audio is excellent. It's actually better than some of the other Echo Links that I've heard, and but I can tell you were on Echo Link by the little tone that comes on for Echo Link.
All right, yeah, I was just experimenting with this. I seen something on it the other day, and I just went ahead and downloaded it on the iPhone. I had an account, I had never used it, but I just thought I'd give it a whirl. And 4WRO. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you later. Hey, I just, that was a good test on this. I appreciate that. All right, we'll catch up to you later. N4WRO, we're clear.